Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
All right, sports fans, it's time to get into sports talk in and around the DMV and beyond, as I am glad to welcome my listening audience to another edition of Listen In with KNN Sports Talk radio show and podcast, presented right here by Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. This week, we are going to explore our bodies. Yes, we are talking getting fit and getting right with the Organization of Competition Bodies, as I welcome on two lovely ladies from the organization to discuss the art of bodybuilding. Yes, bodybuilding is fast and quickly growing, and it's something we are not going to leave you behind on. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation using hashtag ListenInWithKNN. All right, with that, as we always do, it's now time for my Kelsey's Do Good Award, where today I am honored to honor Nathan Redmond as my Kelsey's Do Good Athlete of the Week, as he has donated more than 1,000 euros to charity after every goal or assist, and flew to Ghana to volunteer back during the season. The 25-year-old Southampton forward, it just continues to do everything right through his charity Right to Play. Every time he scores or gets an assist, making donations to charity, it doesn't get better than that, folks. So I have to commend him and doing it at such a young age. And just to further talk about how he's helping the community, every donation that he gets gives as many as 33 children access to the organization's programs for an entire year, keeping our kids busy and off the streets. That's what it's all about. I love what he's doing. He's a global ambassador for the Right to Play charity. He's visited schools. He took part in literacy and different programs, as well as PE lessons, and even played in a mixed gender football match. Yes, getting our girls and boys into it. So I want to commend him for his great work. The charity has more than 15 programs in more than 15 countries and works in more than 2,600 schools globally, even operating in more than 52 refugee camps, including in Ethiopia, Jordan, Lebanon, Uganda, and Thailand. So keep it up, Nathan Redmond. Congrats once again for earning honors this week as McKelsey's Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week. Stay tuned as we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with my special guest. Stay tuned.
Looking for winning sports picks and predictions? Since 1971, Dot Sports has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in the sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of this very show, Dot Sports is giving out $60 worth of their premium member picks for free. These are the exact same premium member picks that 1,000 of their current members pay for. And guess what? You get them for free. Just text the word radio to the number 29022. Text radio to the number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game. You want NBA picks? Simply Google search Doc's NBA picks. NHL picks? Google search Doc's NHL picks. Need MLB picks? Google search Doc's MLB picks. Remember to text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Service.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district and beyond. I am now joined by my two very special guests from the Organization of Competition Bodies, Ms. Medina Roberts and Ms. Elisa Vientos-Cablis. How are you ladies today?
Great. You're feeling great.
I'm too.
And you?
Very good.
Good. I'm so glad to have you both. I know you're extremely busy and preparing for some big events coming up in the bodybuilding world, but again, thank you for joining us. I believe you're my first bodybuilders I've had on the show, so very excited to set the new tone and the new standard. And that being said, I will start off with you, Medina. So you are the founder and president of M&M Extreme Training, a promoter, head judge,
a new promoter recruiter for the Organization of Competition Bodies. So before we get any further, can you kind of explain the organization and how you got involved?
Okay, let's say natural bodybuilding, I can say, saved my life because mm-hmm. I was going through some depression and exercise really takes away that. And as a young girl, I had osteoarthritis, so with starting to exercise took that pain away and I started to change my profession. I have master's in chemistry and business and I wanted to help others to feel better. And starting to do that, I start to also to compete. And that really also improved my life. And I wanted to share that with everybody. And I wanted to help others to feel better and find a way out. Because as humans, we are addicted to something, correct? Or to love or to pain or to drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. And some of us are addicted to exercise. So I think that saved my life. So like I said, my passion come there. And then I was introduced to many natural bodybuilding organizations. And being involved, I started to actually help out before bodybuilding, natural bodybuilding organization. I judged for NGA, IMBA, BMBA, and OCB. But from outside, I'm watching how organization is growing and what they are doing. And I had to choose organization that really touched my heart. And I have respect for all other organizations. But president of OCB, Matt Shapley, works where I would do it. What that means when I'm saying, if you are choosing natural bodybuilding organization, read the mm-hmm. website, the guidelines of the organization, especially if it's natural, then drug testing guidelines and also banned substances. What I like here is we not only do urine testing on those who win. Everybody in our show is polygraph tested. Why we are doing both? It is very important to know that some steroids and some growth hormone are not always showing in urine tests, or if they stop months before or 2 months before. And now they are also using some masking substances that can cover it. But with polygraph, we are covered on both ends. And believe or not, most people that failed polygraph are bikini competitors because banned mm-hmm. substances are not only growth hormones. We also have diuretics and fat burner and stuff like that. They are on the banned substances. So reason I joined OCB and found out OCB is Matt Shapley founded 2003. So it's where he works and how much he's passionate about athletes. It's about athletes. And we are saving lives. So we are fighting huge enemy. We have a big organization that's partially now doing testing. We should not support that. How I see it, I think Jim Evans said it. We had the conference in Arizona and really touched my heart. We had invited all other old natural bodybuilding athletes and they really inspire me and change how I think. Before, not only that I was natural athlete and support natural bodybuilding, but I would go to NPC shows and they mm-hmm. said, even if you go and spend any money on somebody who is allowing drugs, who is killing a life, you are supporting that. You're supporting doping, you're supporting drugs. And from that moment, I will never go to any of those shows. And I really speak to all of us, please don't support any organization that's really supporting addiction, bad addiction, the killing lives. We are here to save lives.
I love that message, Medina, just talking about how your organization kind of differs. And as you said, you're trying to save lives. You're not trying to have people do unhealthy things to their bodies. And just on that, I want to bring Lisa in just to kind of touch base on that, because I think, unfortunately, sometimes when people hear bodybuilding, I think sometimes the first thing that comes to their mind are like steroids and banned substances and things like that. So Lisa, can you kind of touch on just some of the common misconceptions of natural bodybuilding?
Yes, absolutely. And just echoing what Medina basically has said, my first show, I actually knew nothing about the sport, and I knew that I wanted to enter into a natural bodybuilding competition. I was a dancer. I was not at the gym all the time. So, but as a dancer, you develop and you build muscles. So I wanted to give it a try, but at the same time, I am very passionate about, you know, being natural and not in using substances to enhance your body. They do have long-term effects, and you may not realize it at the point when you're taking it, but there are many people down the road, you start to see side effects and long-term effects that you cannot recover from. And so I really believe that when you do compete, if you are working with a trainer, really be clear about what your goals are and what it is you want. Not everyone understands that, and so someone may recommend you take a, you know, substance or something like that. You need to educate yourself. You need to be well informed. You need to read. So, like Medina mentioned, if you are going to compete in a natural bodybuilding show or any show, understand the guidelines. Understand their guidelines for banned substances or what is allowed and what is not allowed. So with that, I found myself, I entered into my first competition was with OCB, and it was the best experience, and that's where I got to meet Miss Medina, and I fell in love, and I fell in love with the sport, and I was hooked right away. So just after that, you know, I continued, and it's really difficult because I can see how people can get caught up. You look at someone else and they can look amazing, but you have to remember to work with what you were given. Not everyone is meant to be a physique body. So you may be a bikini. Work with your best. And push yourself to your limit, not to what you see someone else. You have to work within your limits and really treat your body right if you want to be able to continue and compete in the sport for years. Because now we have many divisions that are, age categories. We have people competing now in their 50s. And they look amazing. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in order to be able to get to that point, you need to treat your body right. So I really stand behind the OCB and what they, you know, the guidelines for testing.
And I love that you both are touching on the safety aspect. It's so important. And just actually getting a chance to witness in person OCB here in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club. And Lisa, you just touched on it. But I was amazed by some of the older women that looked amazing. I mean, I hope I look like that once I get to my 50s. But just seeing all the work that goes behind it. And as you guys said, I think we don't think of bodybuilding as an art and as a sport, but I really think it is, because you guys are training just like athletes are. You're training your bodies, you're eating the right things. And I mean, that just kind of leads me into my next question, and I'll go back to you, Medina. I mean, what is it like to train to be a bodybuilder? What's the fitness routine like? What are you eating? Like, can you kind of dive and indulge into that for people who are possibly thinking, you know, about entering the ranks?
Yeah, it's all like, what does it take to compete, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really important to inform yourself where you are in, you know, in your life, your lifestyle. Are you already lifting the weights and you would like to compete? It's very important to find the right coach who's going to advise you right. And again, educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Even if trainer tells you to take something, read, educate yourself. Don't just follow. You make sure that you're safe, correct? Then how to inform about organization, which organization is right for you. Of course, I always stand for UCB, but there are other natural bodybuilding organizations. So you have to find a show in your area where you're living or you're willing to travel, depend on your budget. So to find, educate yourself on the websites. They are very informed about that. Some maybe need 12 weeks, some need a year to prep, but I would always, always advise somebody who is starting to find the coach year in advance so that coach can learn about you and learn about your metabolic rate, about your health, about your eating habits that maybe probably will be changed. So if your diet is tailored to you, each person is different. When I see those mass diets that everybody gets to eat same or same calories, no. We can have a two-person same height, same body weight, but different metabolic rate. They're going to be on a different diet. And how they process food, again, going to be the different diet. How many times a week somebody going to exercise, again, depend on your genetics, depend how fast you build muscle, how fast you get leaner. Again, that's also connected to what I always say. Are you, you know, your genetics, your age, your health, medication that you're taking, your gender. There's so many factors that involve in that, but some people can be older and still change very fast. So it depends from person to person. Let's say average person, I would always recommend that find the right coach year in advance so coach can learn about you and gradually get you there. If somebody come to me, for example, very short, like majority say 12 weeks is a prep. It's not. You come 12 weeks prep to some coach and then they put you on really lower calorie diet or they make you do too much cardio, which is very dangerous. They're going to slow down your metabolism. They may get you ready for the show, but what's going to happen after the show? So it's very, very important to start in year in advance. So coach can work with you, build your symmetry, because you are judged by symmetry, by the size, by conditioning, posing, presence. There is so, so much involved. So gradually find a coach year in advance, get right nutrition. Then maybe coach going to build you up, maybe going to coach plan for you to gain weight and slowly tape you down so you never have to do too much or eat too little. For me, it's very important when I work with somebody to educate them and say, your health is most important to me. To get you there, we're going to get your right calories up. Then I most time, believe or not, I get the clients that come to me and I shared this story. I just had last year or beginning and last year client that competed in Presidential Cup. And she came to me and then she was doing CrossFit almost every other day. Then she was running twice a day. She was not eating enough. She was on 1,600 calories for all what she was doing. She's supposed to be on 3,000. She came to me. Mm-hmm. I cut her cardio. I created the program that she lifts heavy, heavy, and asked her to cut on the CrossFit. She actually stopped CrossFit. Was very nervous. She said, oh my gosh, I cannot do this.
Wow.
This is too little. I'm already overweight. She was a little overweight already there. She was panicking. I said, trust me. Slowly, 2 months later, she cried. She said, I'm doing less, eating more, sleeping more, and I look better. So we eat.
Wow.
We don't do too much like people think. But you have to come to us in advance. So she got ready. She was so happy. She lost over 40 pounds slowly, gradually. The skin can tighten up. So again, everything is individual. When we're talking about getting ready, what does it take? Yeah, you have to put time to exercise minimum 4 times a week when you're getting ready for the show. Don't have to be every day. Most time I make people take 2 days off and they are not used to it. They panic for that. And teach them to one day completely, I don't want them to think exercise. I don't want them to absolutely don't think, but they have to eat right. That's the only part. That's the most hardest part is nutrition to change on the beginning. But after a couple of weeks, you get used to it. Some love it after that. We have variety food, for example, but most is non-processed food. If you're eating carbs, sweet potato, baked potato, rice, quinoa, and stuff like that. We avoid processed carbs like bread and pastas. You are still on good protein, lean protein, lots of veggies, lots of good foods. Closer to the shore diet, maybe change. All depends how you look. That's why I said if you start early enough, we don't have to cut much. We don't have to change much. Maybe you can eat all of that to the day of the show and more. So I would always...
Yeah, that's good to know. You wouldn't right? think that.
Yeah. Most say 12, 16 weeks prep and they start to look for me. And I always said, you should come to me year before. And maybe
a
the
year
programs
before.
Are like... Yeah. Yes, and you get the programs like... maybe 8-week program, then you come every 8 weeks to me to see you, then it starts every 6 weeks, then starts every 4 weeks, then before the show, I want to see you every week, then every day last week. So kind of, be prepared for that budget. Check the website. Also, M&M Extreme has a site. They talks about cost for the suit, for the shoes. Posing is very, very important. You can have amazing body. If you don't present it right, you don't show the right symmetry. I cannot judge what I know that you have a great body. I saw you in the back of stage, correct? And I see great body and I see good body and great body. That good body right. plays over the great body because they pose right. They knew how to squeeze the quads, how to arch, how to open the back. And the person who had absolutely amazing body could not open the back. So it breaks my heart, but I, as a judge, have to be fair. Those who prepare the most and did the whole studies and get ready, I have to place them higher. Even I know the other person had a better body, but the other person showed the symmetry right. And that's what I have to judge. It's sometimes hard to understand that. But like I said, put your time in the training, plain time for posing, a plain time to prep your meals, carry your meals, because what's mm-hmm. the change from 3 meals, you want to eat 6 meals. And there are
right.
different kind of diets that maybe suit your lifestyle. We have intermediate diets where you diet for certain hours, then you eat certain hours. That works for people who are busy. But for me, and what I would recommend to eat every 3.5 hours, make sure you prep your meals, you carry your meals. Towards the end, I always tell to my clients, I rather have you skip the exercise. Don't skip the meals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, yeah, you don't need to do cardio if you're going to skip the meal. Don't skip the
gotcha.
Meal.
The
don't skip the meal.
Metabolism by. Just imagine
yeah.
big fire, huge fire. You're putting wood on the fire, going to burn more and more. You'll
exactly.
stop skipping the meal. Fire going to go down, your metabolism going to go down. But overall, health is very important to me as a trainer and a coach to
yeah, no,
get that all the competition and after.
It's very helpful, and I hope everyone's taking to heart what she's saying. And really, she just gave you the play-by-play of how to become
yes.
a bodybuilder. As you see, you've got to start now if you want to even think about next year training. You need at least that year. And just going off of what you said, Medina, Lisa, one thing I was really surprised about, and I don't know if many people knew it, but how many women are involved in bodybuilding. The competition I went to with you all was all women doing it. And I don't think it's something that's as publicized in the media. So I'd love to have you, Lisa, kind of talk about how bodybuilding has kind of grown amongst women and why you think it's growing so rapidly among all age ranges of women.
Well, yeah, right now, currently you see many women competing in, bodybuilding competitions. And where years ago, many people would think of a bodybuilding competition as being all men. But now you see so much with a focus on eating healthy, exercising, and, treating your body right. A lot, it has now transitioned where many women are entering into the shows. And it's really a breath of fresh air to see these women on stage. They work just as hard as the men do. They have to go through the same training, the same dieting and prep, like Medina mentioned, and really taking care of their bodies to get up on stage. The other thing that they also have to really consider is also the fact, you're a woman, so you can be of childbearing age, and you want to make sure that you are taking care of your health and eating right so that you do not mess up your, you know, your ability to have children. And that also comes with men when they start taking, enhancing medications to get bigger. So, yeah, the sport has grown, and it's really great to see many women out on stage. And you do see a lot of the bikini women. And really, people think of bikini as being really tiny and petite, but not necessarily so. Like Medina mentioned, you want to see someone with good lean body, you know, a healthy lean body and toned, not too thin. But really, it's all about when you get on stage, you could have the best body, but when you're on stage, you want to be able to present yourself. So you do want to make sure you practice your posing and bring the whole package. So it is, it's, you know, and when you think of women and you have children and you have to juggle, you know, taking care of your kids and you're trying to compete as well, it's a balancing act. It's a journey, and you have to pace yourself if you want to be able to do this for long term.
And the long term longevity of it, I think, is what makes bodybuilding so fascinating. Because I feel like, as you guys kind of both mentioned, once you kind of get into it, and if you're addicted to exercising, it's probably going to be something you don't want to let go of anytime soon. Unless I do want to go back to one thing you mentioned and one thing you kind of both are touching on. But the banned substances, Lisa, could you kind of touch on more what testing is like for OCB and how you're making sure your contestants aren't using any of those banned substances and making sure they are completely natural when entering your competition?
Right. So every athlete that enters an OCB competition is encouraged to make sure that they log on to the OCBonline.com website so that they can read the guidelines on the drug testing guidelines that OCB provides. A polygraph test is performed on every competitor, and also it is followed up by urine drug screen. And that's where it differs. Some organizations will do polygraph testing, but not all organizations will follow up and do that extra step with the urine drug screen on the athletes. So that's how it differs. If you go onto the site, and I encourage everyone, like I said before, know what you're taking, know what you're putting in your mouth. We can't stress it enough. Don't just assume because you know the person, your coach, your trainer, who you're working with. You could be working with them for years, but you may have a different goal than what their goal is. So really be informed and understand what you are eating. When they give you your supplements, read what the supplements contain. Go online, see if that's something that's on the banned substance list. You know, so when we say drug-free, you know, we're more leaning to saying a truly natural show. If you really want to know what we're looking for, the best way to know is to go online and read for yourself, educate yourself.
Read for yourself and educate yourself. It's always the best way to do things. And let me go back to you, Medina. So when someone enters this competition and they're doing the bodybuilding, what are the judges exactly looking for?
Okay, we have certain categories. Like we have categories of bodybuilding, men's classic physique, men's physique, then we have women's physique, figure, and we have bikini. So in each category, different guidelines. We are looking for different conditioning, different size, different,
all in all, we are looking for symmetry, conditioning, and posing in all categories. So present is very important. Size of muscle, the important. Again, read the guidelines on OCB website for each category is a little different. So I hope this helps.
No, it's very helpful, and that's why I want to make sure anybody who's thinking about it or wants to go to a competition just fully understands that. And I have to thank you both so much for your time. This has been just so fascinating just to hear about all the different components, because again, I don't think people know how much goes into bodybuilding. And before I let you go, I do want to make sure that I honor Franco Colombo, the Italian bodybuilder, actor, and close friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who recently passed away at the age of 78. And before I let you go, can you both please leave information about your organization and give details about your upcoming event?
Yes. Can I do that? Lisa, you're going to go or?
You can go. Go ahead.
I just want to shout out to all natural bodybuilding athletes, to my OCB family. Thank you so much for everybody who supports natural bodybuilding. We still need everybody's help. We are fastest growing organization. Next year, plan 90 shows. We are still kind of in process growing in the West and Midwest. If anybody out there want to become a promoter or get more information, please go to ocbonline.com. Contact us, MedinaRoberts@gmail.com, MedinaMarkOCB@gmail.com. And Lisa, your turn. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you,
thank
Medina.
Thank you. Yes, I am a new promoter to the OCB, and I'm very excited to be bringing a OCB show to Colorado. We have this going on this weekend, September 7th on Saturday, Denver downtown at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's the OCB inaugural show, and very excited. We've been receiving so much support and warm welcome from many, many people. We have competitors who are flying in from a few other states to compete this weekend. And I just want to thank OCB also for all their support. We really work like a family, and have other promoters who come out. Everyone helps each other at the shows just to make sure, you know, the shows run smoothly. And it's very welcoming if you want to compete in a fun, fair environment. You know, it's just the platform for natural athletes to come out and be able to, you know, put their best out there. I want to wish all of the competitors all the best this weekend. I am so excited for this show and to bring this new show to Colorado. Medina will be there. We are having a posing clinic on Thursday and Friday. It's a great time for people to come out and meet Medina, meet myself, learn about the OCB, ask questions, and come out and see the show. It's Saturday on September 7th. The show starts at 10:30, again at the Hilton Garden Inn, Denver downtown. And it's going to be a blast. These competitors are really excited, and they're ready to put it on stage. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to share this information with everyone.
Perfect. Sorry about that. Well, I want to thank you both so much. It's all going down in Denver. It's going to be such an exciting time. I wish you both the best. Please keep up the great work with OCB, and best wishes to all of the competitors. I'm excited to see who wins. We'll be following along, and be sure to follow them. They gave you the website. They're on social media. Again, OCB. Thank you both, Lisa and Medina, for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you so much. You.
All right, that's a wrap for this edition of Listening with K&N. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course, jumped in on the K&N bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at foxsports1340am.com. Just search Listening with K&N. And of course, also new shows dropping online at kelseynicolenelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate and review. Your feedback and support truly do matter, you guys. I'm going through your feedback. It helps me continue to grow this show as we are now 100 episodes and counting. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously, because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio.